Steve Kittrick after the first leg of the playoff semi-final. Steve, pretty breathless game. Are you pleased with the 1-1?
Yeah, we just said come here tonight and we don't get beat. You know, we take them back to our place. And I think as a manager, looking at they had their 20 minutes, we had our 20 minutes. Drenchy made some good saves. Their keepers made a fantastic save at the end with Josh Wilson. But, you know, I'm not praising Drenchy because that's what he's paid to do. But I thought we did very, very well. You know, we keep the ball well. And if we keep it and just be a little bit more patient, I think we'll get more success. But we just said to it now, we just try and force it a little bit too much. And I don't think we need to force it. We need to come back out and play. And if we go left to right, keep the ball and keep them moving around. I think the only one thing for me is I have to play the ball back to Drenchy so much. On a bad pitch, you don't have to do that. On our pitch, it goes and he gets out of it. But, you know, he's a good goalkeeper. And, you know, I think Wally's done well tonight. And he's come back to his old club and he's been sensible about what he's done and got about his business and done well. Seb Carroll's played tremendously well. We changed system a little bit at half-time, tucked in and matched him up. And I thought Papier's a little better side. We knew the full-backs would get out, but they're at home. We're away. We've got what we came for, not to get beat, and I'm happy.
Two big calls on the penalties in the first half. The penalty that they got and the one that, Gavin Rothery went down late on in the area, and there seemed to be quite a reaction from the players to that. Have you got any view on that?
I've asked referee. He said that Gavin half stuck his leg out to sort of like encourage him to kick him, and he said he didn't. He just stood his ground and Gav went into him. It's too far away for me, but he did say to me that, you know, the one that Walshaw got pulled down in the second half, if he hadn't been offside, it would have been a penalty. But he said he was offside. But we thought he'd rolled him well and he were onside. So, but the first one, I think Matt don't need to come and do it. Matt don't need to come and smash him because, you know, he's like come over the back of one of our players and all he had to do was just stand there and he got the ball anyway. But, you know, it happens, doesn't it? And it's just character when we get stuck in and come back like we did.
Right at the death there, Josh Wilson going through on goal. Did you think he was going to grab us the unlikely victory?
Well, I thought we'd got it after I set off like a lonely tick down the touchline. But, you know, and then I got, get back in your box, you know, fair play. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know, that's what he's there for, and their keeper's done nothing for long periods of game, and he's a good goalkeeper, he's played at a good level, and it's a great save. Mm.
They've had plenty of chances, but we've held out and we're taking them back to Nethermoor. Who's got the psychological advantage, do you think?
I don't think anybody has. I just think, you know, he won't. If our pitch has got plenty of water on it, I hope we have. And when we can play our passing game like we do and play a little bit higher up the pitch, I think we'll get more success.
Steve, we're off to drop our bottles of water on the pitch now. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.